This morning we're going to talk about the assembly, the service, whatever we might want to call it. The church comes together as God's people for a reason. And so we should view our assembling together as a privilege, never as a burden. Because our Heavenly Father knew how vital these services were to our spiritual lives. And the difference can be very evident. So this morning, when we look at why we should attend every service that we can, we want to look at four reasons that will help us in doing that. The first reason may be the most obvious, and that is to obey God's command. Remember in Jesus' Sermon on the Mount, Matthew chapter 6, verse 33, he said, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness." So these things of the kingdom of the church need to always have first place. In other words, it's a matter of priorities, is what it amounts to. What do we put first? Where do we put the church? Well, the Bible tells us we're to put Christ and his church above everything else. These are the words of Jesus in Matthew chapter 2. We can go there and read these two verses. Matthew chapter 10, and let's notice verses 37 and 38. Again, these are the words of our Lord, and he says, beginning in verse 37 of Matthew 10, "He who loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me, and he who loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And he who does not take his cross and follow after me is not worthy of me." Priorities. What do we put first is what it amounts to. Who are we putting first? You know, do small aches and pains keep us from services but not from other activities? That's certainly something that we need to examine ourselves. So certainly one of the most important reasons for coming together as often as we can when we're able to is that we don't want to forsake the assembly. Now, the word forsake doesn't mean miss. It has the idea of skip or abandon. In other words, the opportunities there, the abilities there, the resources are there, and you simply choose not to. Two incredibly important verses are found in the 10th chapter of Hebrews. And I know you've read these before. But just like Paul did quite often, he says, "I do these things to put you in remembrance." But you need to read verses 24 and 25 together because it's all one thought. Hebrews 10, verses 24 and 25. The writer says, "And let us consider one another." I'm going to go back and read it again. "And let us consider one another in order to stir up love and good works. Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as is the manner of some, but exhorting one another. And so much the more as you see the day approaching." And of course that has nothing to do with just the worship on Sunday morning. The verse says, whenever the church assembles. I went back and looked at that in the original language several times this week. Whenever the church assembles is when he talks about. That's what he's talking about. Whenever it assembles. Whenever the church comes together. And what do we miss out on? Well, he says, we're to consider one another. So when we skip out on the assembly or forsake it, we're not considering one another. That's what the writer says. We're not considering each other. And what an important point that is. Back earlier in the same book, the writer says in Hebrews 3:13, something that goes right along with this. You know, one of the reasons for the letter to the Hebrews is because some to whom this was being written were in danger of losing their salvation. In Hebrews chapter 3, verse 13, the writer says, beginning in verse 12, "Beware, brethren, lest there be in any of you," Notice he's writing to brethren, and he says, lest there be any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. But exhort one another daily while it's called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. Exhort one another how often? Daily, it says. But why? He says, because you're in danger of doing what? Christians can be in danger of developing an evil heart of unbelief. Well, that applies to everybody. So everyone, every Christian is in danger of developing an evil heart of unbelief. And one of the things we're to do is what? Exhort one another. Admonish one another. Stir one another up. And so if we consider one another, then that's what we're going to do. And it's a very important thing for us to remember. We want the church here, just like I'm sure every congregation does, to be a better congregation than we were last year or 10 years ago or 20 years ago. Well, one of the ways to do that is to consider one another when we come together. Because it may happen. The second reason why we should consider attending every service that we can is to help with the work of the church. I'll repeat it. To help with the work of the church. Because each member, everybody, must do their own part. Everyone. Ephesians chapter 4, notice verses 15 and 16. And you know, this letter was written to Christians living in the city of Ephesus. They attended services in the city of Ephesus. Listen to this. Verse 15. But speaking the truth in love, may grow up in all things into Him who is the head, Christ. Now, notice verse 16. From whom the whole body, talking about the church, joined and knit together by what every joint supplies, according to the effective working by which every part does its share, causes growth of the body for the edifying of itself in love. You notice the connection, the relationship there? Everybody has to do their part. Everybody has to do their share if we expect the church to grow. That's what he said. Because every joint is important. Everything we do is important. Every person's part is important. Every person's work is important. And the more we work together, the better, the greater the church will be. And he says that very, very plainly to us. So everybody has something to contribute. In 1 Corinthians chapter 12, Paul tells the church in Corinth this very thing. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 12 says, "For as the body is one and has many members, but all the members of that one body being many are one body, so also is Christ." The body here is made up of many different members. They all have unique abilities, unique gifts, unique talents, unique resources. Skipping down to verse 17, Paul says, "If the whole body were an eye, where would be the hearing? If the whole were hearing, where would be the smelling?" No, everybody has a part, a share, something they can contribute. And the more everybody contributes, the healthier the body is going to be. Well, back in verses 4 and 5, in that same chapter, Paul writes, "There are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit, and there are differences of ministries, but the same Lord. And there are diversities of activities, but it's the same God who works all in all." You know, there are many, many works that are needed in a local congregation. Whether the local congregation has 5 or 5,000, there are works that need to be done. Next Sunday morning, we're going to start, hopefully, the Lord allows us to live another week, some lessons on how we can spread the gospel. We're mainly going to talk about how we could do it in Granby. Not worldwide, but how are we going to do it in Granby? And why we need to do it in this area? Think about all the things that are needed in a local church. Teachers and teacher aides for all age groups. Song leaders, people to lead prayer, people to serve the Lord's table, people to work and keep up the building and the grounds, people to visit the sick, people to teach the lost, people to edify weak or unfaithful members, people to hand out tracts or send tracts, people to answer grade correspondence courses. One of the things I hope to see we do this year. And the list goes on and on and on. That's why the Bible says when everybody does their part, their share, then the body is going to be healthy. Then the Bible's going to then the body will grow up into what it's supposed to be. But everybody has to do their share. Everybody has to do their part because everybody is different. You can add something that I can't. The person next to you can add something that no one else can. So everybody works together to make it what it needs to be. The third reason is to help us grow. The third reason is to help us grow. And what does that have to do with attending service and how is that going to help? In other words, what will I gain from being here that's going to help the church as a whole to grow? And it's a very important question. And it's a question that needs to be answered. First of all, attending services helps us learn more of God's Word and become more mature in our faith. Going back to the Hebrew writer again in Hebrews chapter 5 this time. Hebrews chapter 5, beginning in verse 12. Hebrews chapter 5, beginning in verse 12. For though by this time you ought to be teachers, you need someone to teach you again the first principles of the oracles of God. And you've come to need milk and not solid food. For everyone who partakes only of milk is unskilled in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. But solid food belongs to those who are of full age, that is, those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. Okay, notice what can be done, what can be gained by attending services. Well, like this morning at 10 o'clock, we have a Bible class. You know, we have one in here and then we have several others. And the purpose of all of those is to learn more about God's Word. And so by listening or participating or by taking notes or whatever, then we can do just like these verses say, grow and mature. Because we don't want to just partake of milk and not solid food. He says solid food is what helps us battle Satan. He says solid food's what helps you discern between right and wrong or good and evil. Good choice, bad choice. So by attending the Bible classes, the listening to the sermon and so on and so on, then it becomes that source of solid food for you. And by partaking of it, then we're better able to conquer sin, to conquer temptation, to conquer Satan. And so we're better equipped then because we're stronger, having fed upon the solid food, we're stronger in battling Satan. Better able to handle temptation. So again, it's a very important part of our growth. Things like partaking of the Lord's Supper. When we do that, and we do it for the right reason, with the right thinking in our heads, with the right attitude, we become stronger. When we come together and we pray together, we become stronger. When we sing psalms, we become stronger. Why? Colossians chapter 3, verse 16 tells us why. Colossians chapter 3, verse 16 says this. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. So just like David has led us in some songs, sometimes we sing songs in our classrooms, and of course we sing songs Sunday night and Wednesday night also. What's one of the purposes of those? To teach and admonish. See, we're made stronger. Every time we do that, every time we participate, every time we especially listen to the words. You know, it's the words that are in the song that teach and admonish. The notes don't admonish and teach, but the words teach and admonish. But just like thousands of years ago when David composed those psalms, they help us remember. Sometimes we can remember spiritual truths and spiritual principles easier when they're set to music. Even at a younger age, we know that when we sing the song about the apostles or the books of the Bible. It's easier to remember, isn't it? So, songs that we have today are written to teach and admonish us. To teach and admonish. And so that's another benefit. There's so many benefits that we receive at every service. So regular attendance also keeps us from being malnourished. Keeps us from being malnourished. Another reason to come and be a part as often as you can. And finally, and this is one that was already discussed somewhat, and that's to set a good example. To set a good example. You know, and this is enough, right? Just by itself to set a good example. And, you know, I think of so many people that I have attended services with since I started here many, many years ago. There were many people who set good examples. People who obviously weren't able to get around very well or didn't feel well or whatever, and they did their very best in coming. And so they set a good example for me. And certainly Margie would come to many of our minds almost immediately. I know for quite a long time she didn't feel like even getting out of bed, probably. But boy, being here sure meant a lot to me. And so setting a good example by itself is a great reason for coming together as often as you possibly can. In 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 12, Paul tells Timothy how important this is to teach even young people. Even young people. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 12, Paul tells Timothy, let no one despise your youth, but be an example to the believers in word, in conduct, in love, in spirit, in faith, in purity. So, don't let anyone despise the fact that you're young, but be an example. So, young people, middle-aged people, older people, doesn't make any difference who you are. By attending every service you can, you're setting a good example. Again, just like Margie did. Also, we set a good example for non-Christians, for unbelievers. In Titus chapter 2, just a few pages over from where we were, in Titus chapter 2, verses 7 and 8. Well, we need to go back to verse 6. Titus chapter 2, verse 6, likewise exhort the young men to be sober-minded, in all things showing yourself to be a pattern of good works. There's the example again. In doctrine, showing integrity, reverence, incorruptibility, sound speech that cannot be condemned. That one who is an opponent may be ashamed, having nothing evil to say of you. In Philippians chapter 2, Paul talks to those Christians in Philippi and tells them that they're to basically let their light shine in a world of darkness. Well, there's lots of ways to do that, of course. But one is certainly by being a part and being here and worshiping. It influences other people. In 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 12. 1 Peter chapter 2, we'll go back and read verse 11 as well. The writer says, "Beloved, I beg you, as sojourners and pilgrims, abstain from fleshly lusts which war against the soul, having your conduct honorable among the Gentiles, that when they speak against you as evildoers, they may, by your good works, your example, which they observe, glorify God in the day of visitation." The power of a good example. So just think about some of the reasons that we've talked about this morning in making every effort. Can you be here every time? No. You know, you're going to have sometimes to work. You're going to have to sometimes, you're going to be sick, or you're going to have to take care of people who are sick. Sometimes you have to be gone for different reasons. But none of those are forsaking. But there are so many benefits of being in every assembly, every service that you can. We show others that we're serious about our Christianity. That we're serious about it. And we set a great example for other people, Christians, non-Christians. Our presence helps to edify people and admonish people and teach people, encourage people. So there's so many reasons to do our best. And that's what God wants from us, is our best. He just wants us to be faithful, never asks us to be perfect, just to be faithful. And what a wonderful thing that is that He asks of us, is to be here whenever we can. Because remember, the Bible says God is with us, Jesus is with us in the assembly whenever we come together. What a marvelous thought. What a wonderful blessing that is. He's with us whenever we come together. This morning's our chance to recommit to a stronger year. We want to make the church here in Granby the best it can be. And of course, it all starts with us. Starts with you and me and everybody doing our very best. And maybe inside you want to make that commitment and say, I'm going to make this the best year yet for me. I'm going to try my best to be the best Christian I can be. And this morning, if there is a need that you have that we can help with in any way, then we want to encourage you and urge you to come as we stand and sing this invitation song.